Karen Holbrook, Sonoma County's Deputy Public Health Officer, has a pretty good idea of what the flu season is going to be like. Each week, she closely follows data about which strains are circulating and what areas are impacted.
We benefit from having a sense of, is it a severe year? What are the most dominant isolates that are circulating?
She relies on information from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the California Department of Public Health to help her guide local clinicians.
This sort of epidemiologic data is useful for clinicians in terms of them managing cases and having a lower or higher threshold for treating somebody with flu symptoms.
Google is interested in tracking the flu too.
Google has data on millions, if not billions, of searches that, you know, are going on regularly.
Michael Davidson is a PhD student in political science at UC San Diego.
Google uses those search data to estimate where the flu is. If you are sick and you have the flu, a lot of people go online to look for remedies or to look up what their symptoms are indicative of. If you go onto Google Flu Trends right now, you'll see that the entire country is red.
Davidson is a co-author on a new study.
What we did that was new was combine this really awesome source of big data, these Google Flu Trends estimates, and we combined those with the CDC data in a way that allowed us to leverage this network.
Social networks are Davidson's special area of interest. He studies how regions are connected to each other and how quickly things, ideas or diseases, spread geographically. His co-author Jennifer Reedon, who recently earned her doctoral degree in public health and epidemiology at UC San Diego, says that Google is good at estimating the flu in real time, though its numbers aren't always accurate. The CDC releases precise, verified numbers, but by the time they're reported, they're about 2 weeks old.
We were excited about coming up with something that could actually predict flu 1 week in the future.
She says that sort of predictive power could be a huge help for public health workers.
They can increase stuff like public awareness campaigns, encourage people to wash their hands and cover their mouth and stay home when they're sick, as well as getting vaccinated.
The model could be further refined, she believes, to help officials predict the spread of epidemics and pandemics and to help them decide where to focus vaccination efforts.
As we saw in the 2009 H1N1 pandemic, flu vaccine availability is sometimes limited initially. So in this case, our findings might be useful because it might be more beneficial to vaccinate the more highly connected regions of the United States first to prevent spread to the less connected regions.
Locally, this year's flu season has been quite mild, says Holbrook at Sonoma County's Department of Health Services. But there's been a dramatic increase in the past few weeks.
You know, have we peaked? I don't know, but we definitely are on the very steep uptick, and we may be leveling off.
Possibly in the future, those predictions will be much easier to make. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.